Kochkowski on the left wing and Kyle Kukkonen on the right wing gives Wisconsin that complementary scoring, if you will, or secondary scoring?
Yeah, I mean, Christian Fitzgerald, obviously you see the skill he has, and it really helps that Cody Laskowski has kind of got going. He's been a goal scorer in his past at RIT. We talked about Scarfone taking some time to get used to things. Cody Laskowski, for sure, there were times early here you weren't sure what was going to happen there with him, but he's come along, got some goals, got some confidence, and we've seen Kyle Kukkonen kind of contribute every once in a while with some goals, penalty shots, things like that.
Yep, Kukkonen, 4 goals, 9 points for the junior from Maple Grove, Minnesota. Laskowski has 3 goals and 4 points in his last 6 games, the fifth-year forward from Camrose, Alberta. We will hear a lot of Quinn Finley, Gavin Morrissey, Rylan Mosley, left to right, the third line of Owen Mellenbacher, Owen Lindmark, and Jack Horbach, the fourth line of Tyson Dick, Sawyer Scholl, and Adam Pietola. Luke Buss, the freshman from Columbus, Ohio, the extra forward here tonight. The other D pair is Daniel Lodge with Logan Hensler, Jack Phelan, and Anthony Kerr. So there are the quick trip lineups in the opening faceoff brought to you by Away. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Big news in Wisconsin this month, as much of the controversial anti-union Act 10 law was struck down in a ruling by Dane County Circuit Court Judge Jacob Frost. Two takeaways on this. One, the ruling gets at the heart of what has always made this law so brazenly political, by defining public safety employees differently from general public employees. That decision was pretty clearly made not based on across-the-board policy, but on which unions backed Scott Walker for governor in 2010. It would be fitting if that is what ultimately spells the end for this controversial law. Secondly, this case is headed to an appeal, which almost certainly will end up at the Wisconsin Supreme Court. While this case still might be decided by the court's current 4-3 liberal majority, it's a good reminder of just how important the upcoming race for state Supreme Court will be.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
As the temperatures drop and the mornings get foggy, the team at 8th Street Auto wants to remind you that they're here for all of your weatherization needs. This is the time of year when checking your light bulbs, tires, brakes, and windshield wipers is very important. Make an appointment today with an educated team that will keep you safe on the roads this fall and winter season. Find them at 4390 8th Street South, Wisconsin Rapids. 8th Street Auto and Service Center, here for all your weatherization needs.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Remarkable.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, Badger Hockey is on the air.
People have asked, why Wisconsin?
Oh, what a save with his glove hand!
And I said, because it is Wisconsin.
Shoots and scores! A shorty! Horvath to Lindmark! 6 straight wins against nationally ranked opponents. Power play goal! 6.5 seconds left!
Yes. We want to hang banners in this building.
What a turnaround here in Madison. Keep it going, baby!
On Wisconsin.
Badger Hockey is brought to you by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. And by SeatGeek. SeatGeek is the official ticketing partner of the Wisconsin Badgers. Find tickets to Badger games and more. SeatGeek. It's time to drop the puck and hit the ice. Now, here's the voice of Badger Hockey, Brian Posick.
Along with Paul Capobianco at Yost Arena in Ann Arbor, Michigan, the second oldest college hockey rink in the country. And they've got the children of Yost across the way. Paul and I are way upstairs here in this old building, very much like the UW Fieldhouse. We're about hash marks extended in the Wisconsin defensive zone. The Michigan net is a good 300 feet to our left if you use angles and that type of thing. We're more like 150 feet away if we were down on the ice. Nevertheless, Badgers will be attacking the goal to our left. Michigan will be skating left to right. The referees tonight, Barry Pockmara, Nicholas Bett, the linesman Nick Huff, and Justin Cornell. The opening faceoff brought to you by Odyssey Greek Yogurt. Start your day with thick, creamy, and all-natural Greek yogurt with real flavorful fruit. Odyssey Greek Yogurt. Yeah, the children of Yost surround the Wisconsin bench, or at least half of it, and they can really kind of be a pain, if you will. They're very loud and very into their hockey here in Ann Arbor. We're underway at Yost Arena. Michigan collects the puck. T.J. Hughes to Draper. Feeding low right in tight. And Hallam had a chance, and Scarfoni closed the door near side post. Hallam can really scoot. He's on his backhand. Defended by Fitzgerald. Whacked the puck off his stick. Back behind the net. Draper tied up by Scholes. Draper comes out of there with it. Still trying to protect, but Scholes very physical with a right winger for Michigan. Out to the point now, Edwards. He's defended. Two Badgers collide with a Wolverine, and the puck bounces out near the Michigan blue line and gathered in by Hallam, who turns and dumps it in. 40 seconds into the opening period. No score. Michigan with a lot of offensive zone time here to start out.
After last weekend and not scoring a goal, that's a huge focus for them to start this game. So it's going to be an interesting first 5 minutes for the Badgers to try to survive here on the road. The team that really wants to score a goal.
Gavin Morrissey with a steal behind the nets in the offensive zone. Left wing now Finley. Puck hops over his stick. He throws it out to the point. Lotch, a long-range shot standing up to stop it. The goaltender Logan Stein down the left wing wall. Moldenauer had it. Taken away by Luca Fantilli. The left-handed defenseman scoops it on goal. Scarfoni stops it with a paddle of his stick and covers a minute 16 in. Yeah, as Paul mentioned again, Michigan was shut out twice last weekend at Mariucci. The first time they had been shut out in a two-game series by the same team since Minnesota did it in 1943 behind a goaltender by the name of Mark Thayer, who stopped all 80 shots he faced against the Maize and Blue. It was amazing because Michigan scored only three goals in its last four games after potting 16 in a two-game sweep of Penn State 3 weeks ago.
Used them all up. Western Michigan is a good defensive team. They have former Badger goaltender Cameron Rowe there that's done a pretty good job.
Yep, he and Scarfoni, the winningest active goaltenders in NCAA hockey. Badgers win an all defensive zone faceoff. Their exit, though, intercepted at center ice, taken by the Wolverines and given right back. Lindmark, left wing, Mellenbacher. He shovels a shot that goes wide, glove side on Stein. Horbach took a pretty good hit from Josh Earnessy, a big right winger for Michigan. Badgers able to play it down deep in the zone. Mellenbacher double-teamed. It swept around to the far side. Freshman Jack Phelan takes a hit. Got the puck to the point. Lindmark's shot went off a stick and then scooped out to center ice by the Wolverines. Earnessy throwing his body around. Bumped Lindmark away from the biscuit. Mellenbacher after it. He's able to retrieve and dump it in. Badgers change. 2 minutes in. Scoreless first period here in Ann Arbor. Wisconsin sends out its fourth line. Sawyer Scholl centering Tyson Dick and Adam Pietola. Marcus Stoppa, fourth line center for Michigan, takes a bump from Scholl. Scholl tries to one-hand it into the offensive zone, taken back by Edwards. Angled pass ahead now, intended for fourth liner Tanner Rowe. Too far, icing called on Michigan. Offensive zone faceoff coming up for the Badgers. 17:36 left here in the opening period.
Yeah, Badgers getting this rolling right through here. Their first four lines, getting a chance everyone to get in that game again, just trying to settle in here. Mentioned Michigan pushing the pace, or trying to. Been pretty physical here in the first couple minutes, too.
Morrissey, Mosley, Finley out for Wisconsin against Marcus Stoppa, Tanner Rowe, and Thomas Daskus, a Miami of Ohio transfer. Face off to the right of Stein, won by the Badgers. Finley out high right, Scholes with a rocket, missed the net. It slides towards the left of the goaltender Stein. He paddles it to the corner. Morrissey after it there. Slides just out of the reach of Quinn Finley, but Morrissey's got it in the corner. He's pinned by Edwards there. Finley using his body. Scholes came down the wall, couldn't play the puck. Taken away by Michigan's Thomas Daskus. He'll dump and chase. And he carries Dexheimer into the end boards. Dexheimer moved it to the corner, and Mosley, who coughed it up. Right wing now, it's Hallam. Back out to Hughes. Straight away, it's Edwards. His shot blocked by Dexheimer. Loose far circle. Reaching for it, Mosley. Can't pick it up cleanly, but Morrissey's got it. And the Badgers, little time and space here. Scholes headmans to Finley across the line with Mosley. 2-on-4. Finley then wiped out by Hallam, and Michigan with a puck. They nudge it ahead to center ice, and backpedaling was Hensler to pick it up. At the red line is Kyle Kukkonen. He dumps in, and Hallam hammers him and then has some words for him, too. Jackson Hallam playing with a little extra emotion, I would say, here tonight. Again, his season ended a year ago at the Kohl Center in Madison on a hit to the knee, underwent season-ending surgery. He's off to a pretty good start this season as Hallam with 5 goals and 8 points in 16 games. Steal in the offensive zone for Michigan. T.J. Hughes has the puck. Skates it out near the blue line. Got tied up by Lodge. There for support is Fitzgerald. Give and go with Liskoski. Middle of the ice, Fitzgerald. Right wing pass, Kukkonen. He'll tap it to the corner. Still no score. 4 minutes in. 2-1 shots on goal in favor of Michigan. And both were relatively harmless. Loose puck in the high slot of the Michigan zone. Wolverines now possess.
I'm sorry. I was just going to go back to that play along the boards with Lodge. Really good job on T.J. Hughes. Containing him. Putting him, pinning him against the boards and the batters.
Oh, Nick Moldenhauer. Hard rush left wing through two Badgers, snapped off a shot, and it was stopped by Scarfoni, who gave up no rebound. Nick Moldenhauer, a Toronto Maple Leafs third-round draft choice, only one goal so far this season, but had a pretty good look there.
Yeah, good first test for Tommy Scarfoni. Pretty good wrist shot from inside the dots. Scoring opportunity, steering chance. He held on the puck, no rebound. Nice job.
Badgers win the defensive zone faceoff. Wisconsin at 55% in the faceoff circles. That's best in the Big Ten. Long lead feed for Kerr. Angling left too far. Icing called on Wisconsin. Another off defensive zone faceoff coming up in the Badgers' end. 15:33 left here in the opening period.
Anthony Kerr at the end of that last play ended up in the corner, kind of off balance, and looked like it maybe carried him to that pass.
Right.
Tried to put up the ice just a little out of the reach of Owen Mellenbacher.
Michael Hage, first-round pick of Montreal, wins the faceoff against Owen Lindmark. Here's Dylan Duke, the left-handed defenseman, pushed one right through the blue paint. He came down the right-wing side. That's Tyler Duke. His brother Dylan was a high-scoring winger here at Michigan, now in the pros. Now a shot by Tyler Duke blocked, taken away by Wisconsin. Lindmark got knocked down, tapped back to Kerr. Mellenbacher can't get it deep. Here's Hage now with it, right-handed centerman. Good size, 6'1", 190 from Mississauga, Ontario. Played for the Chicago Steel a year ago. They're very high on Hage, as they should be. Passed to the slot, intercepted by Scholl. Couldn't clear. Taken back by their captain, Jacob Truscott, left-handed defenseman. Looks backside right, and the pass tied up the defenseman, freshman Will Felicio. Pushed it back to the far side. Truscott, that is. Out to the point they go. Here's William Whitelaw, former Badger, snapped a shot off, blocked by the Badgers. And then Whitelaw knocks Scholl down. Here's Whitelaw sticking his shoulder into Thalen, tried to jam the puck free for his teammate, Christian Humphreys, who had it, lost it at center, sent back Wisconsin's way. The Badgers will get some time here as Michigan in the process of a change. Still scoreless, 14:20 to go here in the opening period. William Whitelaw, former Badger, 4 goals, 8 points in 15 games for the former third-round draft choice of the Columbus Blue Jackets. Here's Quinn Finley now through the center circle. Pitched it to the left wing, hoping Mosley can get there. Instead, it's moved along by Rayom Mullen. Gathered in now by Daskus, tied up by Finley, who's able to jam it back deep. There's Rayom Mullen reversing now to Edwards. In on the forecheck, Finley. Edwards spins away from him and put the puck on goal, and Stein had to keep it out.
The toughest save for Stein so far tonight.
Yeah.
That was a dangerous place to do a little spin and lose control.
Ethan Edwards has scored 11 goals in his career, and he almost put one in his own net. Here's Dexheimer now up the left wing wall. Banks it ahead for Mosley. Got caught up in his skates. Badgers retouch, and now Morrissey's got it. Little backhand flip pass for himself. Got tripped up by Estapa. Come across the line. Badgers will get a Kunitz power play as Marcus Estapa gets the gate at 6:38 of the opening period.
Badgers haven't had much possession of the puck, but here Stoppa just gets a stick in a bad place along the sideboards. Morrissey just uses some speed up the ice, tries to get it in, and gets taken out the legs.
So Wisconsin's power play better than 29% in Big Ten play at 8-for-27. Went 2-for-4 last weekend against Michigan State. We'll get 2 minutes on the ice. Lindmark, Fitzgerald, Kukkonen, Dick and Hensler, the second power play unit. Badgers win the faceoff. Dick at the blue line. Right side, Kukkonen. At the wall, it's Fitzgerald. Spins away from Draper. Ran into trouble. Bounced out to the blue line. Held in by Dick. Good catch by Hensler straight away. He peels away from pressure out high left and sweeps it to the corner. Badgers on a power play. 7 minutes in. Michigan tries to clear. Batted down by Hensler, but it crawled across the line. Badgers need to touch up. There's Tyson Dick now to Lindmark. He fires it in around to the right corner. And Dexheimer is out on the ice now for Wisconsin, replacing Hensler. Michigan tried to clear. Puck went off a Wolverine at their bench. Offensive zone faceoff for Wisconsin. A minute 24 to go on the power play. 12:46 remaining in this scoreless first period.
And one thing for Michigan, you got to keep an eye out on number 17 on this penalty kill. Garrett Shifsky's got three this year, two in one game.
Yep.
So not that you're thinking defense on the power play, but just maybe being aware of what his attitude is and trying to get up the ice and the pucks get turned over.
Shifsky from Andover, Minnesota, former high school teammates with Wisconsin freshman defenseman Weston Knox. Yeah, Shifsky scored two shorthanded goals against Arizona State earlier this season. He was minus four on Friday night at Minnesota. That's a rough night. And Shifsky won the faceoff, and they clear it all the way down. So the power play unit is Dexheimer with Morrissey, Finley, Liskoski, and Mosley. Morrissey with speed across the line, right wing, Liskoski. He'll rim it around to the left corner. Finley there wanted to let it go to Dexheimer, but some contact with the puck, and Michigan picks it up and sends it down. Wolverines 84% on the penalty kill, 78% in league play. Give up one power play and nine tries against Minnesota last weekend at Mariucci. Lead feed for Liskoski. Off his skate, can't reach it. Played again by Draper and all the way down. So far, no good on this power play for Wisconsin. And now Mosley throws one right in front of his own net, and Finley goes to pick up the puck. Skates past Draper right through the big M in the Yost Arena ice. Badgers move it along to the far side, slowed a bit by the defenseman Hunter Haiti, a freshman from Rochester, Minnesota. Now Hensler zips a pass right wing to Finley. Tried to sauce back to Hensler, went off the stick of Draper. Haiti had it, run into by Kukkonen. He frees the puck for Hensler. 10 seconds left on the power play. Here's Fitzgerald now, goal line right. Daniel Lotch out on the ice right now. The Badgers defensive pair with Hensler. Turnaround shot, Fitzgerald. Kukkonen deflects it in. A power play goal. Wisconsin leads 1-0.
Pretty amazing. Wisconsin did out pretty much nothing on this power play until this last shift. Kind of had a mishmash of people out there for a power play. Daniel Lotch off the bench. Great job at the point for Wisconsin keeping the puck possession, and then just a throw on the net. Kukkonen in the right spot, tips it past the goaltender, and the Badgers get the lead here.
Kyle Kukkonen, his first power play goal, his fifth goal of the season. It comes at 8:35, and the Badgers on the board first here at Yost Arena. If it's Gerald, the primary assist on that power play goal for Wisconsin. And now Michigan has just iced the puck.
That's one way to kind of push back on the start that Michigan's had here. They've been very aggressive, taking a lot of time and space away from Wisconsin. It's been really hard to get the pucks or keep possession of the puck. There's just someone in their face the whole time, but you get one here and see what happens if it kind of settles it down.
The second shot on goal for Wisconsin. It's a redirect by Kukkonen. Give Logan Hensler the secondary assist on that power play goal. Badgers now 7-for-17 over the last seven games on the man advantage. Michigan applying pressure in the Wisconsin zone right in front of us. Ernesty was tied up. Kerr after the puck. Ernesty ties him up. Anthony tries to whack it back to the corner, getting support from Dick and Scholl. Tyson comes out of there with it. Tied up by Hallam. Slides it back to the blue line. Lotch cuts off Hughes. Dick now impeded by Hallam, but scooped it ahead to Scholl, who dumps it in, and the Badgers change. 1-0 Wisconsin. Kyle Kukkonen scores his fifth goal of the year. Badgers hold his own. Mellenbacher wheels back left wing. Down the wall he skates. Out to the point, Scholes. His shot missed the net. Off the end boards, far side, hustled after it. It's Lindmark. Right wing, nice pass. Shot by Horbach, pushed it wide. Here's Scholes now at the blue line. Maintains the zone. Now Lindmark, he cuts down off of Hughes. Left goal line, around behind the net. Tried to backhand it around, but it slid off the toe of his stick, but the Badgers' Dexheimer able to hold. Chased it down left wing. Out high, Scholes with a one-timer. Stein didn't see it till it was by him, but well wide. Now Mellenbacher tried to pull it free off the left wing. Michigan having problems clearing. Shifsky will. He can really move. He cuts right. Slot shot blocked by Dexheimer. And then met shoulder to shoulder by Dexheimer, but Michigan after the puck. Out to the point, it's Tyler Duke. Works in the slot. Shot blocked by Lindmark. Duke's got it again. To the left. Backdoor. Hage was there. It hit something, maybe Mellenbacher. Though Hage snuck behind the Badger defense, and Mellenbacher got in the way, I believe.
I think it might have found its way all the way to the goaltender.
Now the puck slides all the way back to the Wolverine zone. Michigan after it. Badgers will change. 1-0 Wisconsin. A power play goal from Kyle Kukkonen. Michigan almost tied it up a moment ago. Here's Whitelaw backpedaling into the offensive zone. Takes a hit from Kerr. Released a pass to the point. Rayon Mullen. Now it's Duke. His shot didn't get to the net. Taken away by Wisconsin. 4-on-2 to our left. It's Morrissey. Right wing Mosley. Cut slot. Back Morrissey. Back Mosley. Can't shoot. Good back check by Hage to lift the stick of Mosley. Pushed it ahead. Now here's Whitelaw. 1-on-1 against Kerr. Whitelaw slowed. Lost the puck in his skates. Double teamed and squashed by the Badgers near side. Finley's got it. Center ice pass to Mosley. Backside. He tries to poke it deep into the Michigan zone. Gets the job done. 8:50 to go in the first. 1-0 Wisconsin. Here's Daskus. Al big right-handed forward. He'll scoop it into the Wisconsin zone to our right. Stopped by Scarfone. Returns it where it came from. Now Tanner Rowe from Calumet, Michigan. Former Omaha Lancer. He was engaged by Mosley. Wisconsin wins possession. Luskoski pass at center, taken by Lodge down the left wing. He comes, Deeks can't get the shot off. Oh, he deked out Stein, who was leaning right, but Daniel at the last moment had his stick lifted or deflected and couldn't get the puck on net. Now Fitzgerald with a steal. He protects the puck. Luskoski back left wing. Kukkonen. Wisconsin Scholes just fell over the center circle all by his lonesome, and now Dexheimer's got it.
Allergic to the M as the Michigan native.
Most of us are. Here's Luskoski now to the corner he goes. Kukkonen remains out there. Long shift for those two young men. Sawyer Scholl on the ice. Now Estapa's got the puck. 7:50 to go in the first. 1-0 Wisconsin. Estapa dumps it in. Scholes ducked under the hit of Estapa. Moved the puck to Dexheimer, who found Kukkonen and muscled it out to center, thankfully, and then whacked back in by Michigan. We've had, what, two or three stoppages so far in this opening period? 1-0 Wisconsin. Badgers dump it in towards the cage. It bounces to the left of Logan Stein, and after it, the Wolverines. Edwards one-hands it out to center, taken there by Jack Phelan, the Detroit Red Wings fifth-round draft pick a couple of years ago. Now Tyson Dick in on the forecheck. Luke Buss, the freshman, seeing his first action here tonight. Buss playing in only his fourth game. Puck slides back into the Wisconsin zone. Kerr will beat Hallam to it. Little head and shoulder fake gives him some space. Banks it ahead left wing to Lindmark. Drop pass to Buss, red line. He scoops it ahead now to Lindmark, but he was offside. 6:59 to go here in the opening period. Wisconsin with a 1-0 lead. Tonight's game brought to you in part by Alliant Energy. Visit AlliantEnergy.com to see how Alliant Energy invests in diverse energy solutions for today and the future. Back in 1 minute, this is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here, reminding you that a lot of life's firsts are better with help from American Family Insurance. Like your first home expansion or your first big lightning strike. There's a first for everything. Get the right home policy at the right price with the right help from American Family's agents. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Hi, Mark and Sarah Tauscher here. We are teaming up with American Family Insurance for yet another season of giving.
Together, we're raising funds for American Family Children's Hospital Virtual Toy Drive. Every dollar goes towards purchasing therapeutic play supplies for pediatric patients.
This year, American Family Insurance is matching all donations up to $50,000. So help us support this critical program for children and their families.
Let's gift joy, lift spirits, and deliver happiness.
Learn more at amfamforkids.org.
And you can register your child for a chance to be the Culver's Kid of the Game at a UW men's hockey game this season. One lucky winner will receive 4-game tickets, a Culver's gift pack, and a ride of the Zamboni during intermission. Go to uwbadgers.com/Zamboni to sign up your child today. 1-0 Wisconsin, 6:59 left in the first. Kyle Kukkonen redirects a shot by Christian Fitzgerald. A power play goal for Kukkonen, his fifth of the year at 8:35. Ball, I mean, haven't been many stoppages at all this first period's flying by, but really not too much action.
I mean, it feels like there's a lot going on, but we were talking, it's only six shots so far, 14 or so minutes in, only one or two for Wisconsin. But we're looking at the score sheet, eight block shots for Wisconsin in this game.
Hensler right wing shoots one on his knees. Stein able to gobble that up with his midsection, and a faceoff to come in the Michigan zone. That assist with Hensler, that's his seventh for the freshman, who in a couple of days will be heading just a tad, northeast of here to Plymouth, Michigan, to take part in the USA Hockey's camp prior to the World Junior Championship, which starts December 26th in Ottawa. He's got a chance to make that U.S. squad.
Yeah, they got to cut down a few people. But, yeah, it's been a good streak, a good run of Badgers last year. Quinn Finley winning the gold with Team USA.
Yeah. Puck at center ice. Lodge cuts off the progress of Draper. Hensler takes the puck, plays it to the far wall, but not out. Held in by Edwards. He's forced to move it quickly around to the right wing corner. Fantilli tied up by Mosley in front of the Wisconsin net. Hallam, loose puck. Edwards over skates. He had a lane to the cage, but muffed the puck. Now Daniel Lodge with it. Snaps off a pass behind Mosley all the way down, and icing will be waved off as Finley coasts into the Michigan zone. Beat two Wolverines down the ice. And now a turnover. Morrissey's got it. He's forced to move it quickly too, but his pass was blocked. Kukkonen trying to pick up the loose change. Finley's got it. Morrissey, his shot blocked by Edwards, and that stung. Finley now, goal line left, shoots one off the head of the goaltender Stein, taken by Michigan. Out to center it comes, and the Badgers take it there and dump it right back in.
Yeah, that shot by Finley bounced off directly into the slot. No Badgers there because they were kind of working to try to get possession along the side, but keep an eye out on that.
Age to Moldenhauer, far side Shifsky, his shot blocked, got it back. Look out, where is it? It's loose in traffic. Laskowski on his knees, never got to the net. Here's Moldenhauer again, the right-hander. Shoots one, leaning left, gloving it was Scarfoni, and he hangs on. Just the fifth save of the night for Tommy Scarfoni. 1-0 Wisconsin late first period.
Talked about all these block shots. That one, a block, and ends up right back on the stick of Shifsky, who looked like he had some danger, but then again, a Badger comes straight through. I think it was Laskowski,
yep,
down on his knees to make sure he couldn't get that second shot off. It's tough with a goaltender reacting to the first one. You're down, looking for the save, and in a quick rebound, you're not in position to make that second one.
Laskowski with a splitting block shot on his knees. 11 blocks in this opening period for the Badgers. Here's Horbach, headmans to Lindmark. Loose puck picked up by Tyson Dick off the left wall. Tried to feed Kerr left wing. That was deflected. Lindmark's got it now. Raises a shot that hit his teammate Horbach in the side of the head and then just trickled through the crease. Horbach reaching up near his right ear to see if he's bleeding. He may be. Andy Rohde, the Badgers trainer, will take a look at him as he heads to the Badger bench. And now a harmless shot towards Scarfoni, who just covers the puck. And a faceoff in the Wisconsin zone. 4:55 to go in the first. 1-0 Badgers.
That would have hurt a bit less for Jack Horbach if it would bounce into the net. But
correct,
he did lose his stick behind the net. Ref's coming here to pick it up. Yeah, like you mentioned, holding his side of his head, his ear, and that's kind of the one spot on your helmet. There is not a lot of protection there in that ear area.
Scholl, Mellenbacher, and Pietila out for the Cardinal and White. Lodge and Hensler defensively. Here's Christian Humphreys, National Team Development Program products, with Whitelaw and Earnessy. Pietila protecting, backpedaling his way out of his zone, and then whacks it to center and taken there by Michigan's Duke. To Edwards, rink wide right wing to Humphreys. He forgot to take the puck with him across the line and regathers and dumps it in, but the Badgers take it from there. Hensler, headmans now for Pietila, deflects to Mellenbacher, protecting in traffic, still loose now. And good work by Scholl to poke it away from Whitelaw, but the Wolverines get it back. Humphreys misfired on a pass to Whitelaw. Here's Dexheimer now, fought through a hook, and the Badgers shovel it in and get a change. 4:12 remaining in the opening period here at Yost Arena in Ann Arbor. It's 1-0 Wisconsin on Kyle Kukkonen's power play goal about halfway through. Phelan with it, took a hit from Daskus, bumped it off to Kerr. Turnover, shot by Rowe, his stick snapped in half. Fortunately for Wisconsin, because Rowe was wide open near the left dot. Finley steals out near the blue line, 3-on-3 to our left. Finley wide right, trying to get around Hallam. Escape move right wing, fell down, Hallam took the puck. Stoppa now with it. Right on him was Daniel Lodge. Stoppa had nowhere to go, so he backpedaled into his own zone. And the Wolverines dump it in. The Badgers with plenty of time and space with the puck. Morrissey leaves it off Lodge. Right back to Morrissey. Lead feed from Mosley. Intercepted by Edwards. Right wing open. Hallam on him. Lodge down low. Here's a chance, Edwards. And the backhand, he lifted too high. Oh, Edwards just kept coming on that pass, Paul, and went right to the net.
Yeah, and Garvin Morrissey trying to get back into the zone got hit from behind there at the high in the zone to kind of open up the ice for that whole play to develop.
Now Hallam sauces it deep into the Wisconsin zone. Lodge there, forechecking Draper. Lodge snaps off a pass up the middle of the ice. Morrissey couldn't handle it. Hughes straight away, left wing pass. Edwards again puts it in front off the skate of Draper. Ricocheted to Mosley. He puts it ahead now for Laskowski. And did he gain the red line? Apparently they say yes. No icing, but Michigan first to the puck. 2:40 to go in the first. 1-0 Wisconsin. With speed, Luca Fantilli, younger brother of Adam Fantilli, former Hobie Baker Award winner here just a couple of years ago. Shifsky steel man open, wide open, right in front of the net. Oh, Scarfoni! He stones Moldenauer. Puck came free, Hughes. One-time blast by Duke, way high. Fitzgerald now put it back around to the far side and Dexheimer. Shifsky immediately on him. Dexy falls down. Scholes with it now. He coughs it up. Here's a blast by Hage. That was blocked by Wisconsin. Scholes again tries to exit the zone. His second attempt, he accidentally iced it. 2:05 to go here. 2:04 in the opening period. 1-0 Wisconsin. Scarfoni with a big save on Nick Moldenauer.
Oh, huge opportunity for Michigan coming off the wall. They had a player in front of the net. Scarfoni there, probably 2-3 feet in front of him, was where the shot got taken. So the angle was tough for the shooter, but he was right in place. Definitely the biggest stretch there for Michigan today here, just kind of running around, had the Badgers kind of all over the place, but accidental icing, but the Badgers would take that to just get the stoppage and reset and kind of regroup here on that little stretch.
Hage, Whitelaw, and Ernesty out for Michigan. Wisconsin wins the faceoff. Good job by Christian Fitzgerald. Kukin in right wing by the benches. He'll fire one off the chest of the goaltender Stein, who leaves it off now for the defenseman Rayom Mullen. Left-hander, headmans to Truscott, and his pass for Hage on goal, actually. It went all the way through and down, and Scarfoni stopped it and hung on. Boy, Nick Moldenauer had a chance. Mississauga, Ontario native, his former youth coach, former Badger Pat Flatley. Moldenauer, a third-round draft choice of Toronto a couple of years ago, was third in the USHL in points two seasons ago with 75 and 55 games. Good freshman year, and that time point blank, and Scarfoni stoned him to keep it a 1-0 Wisconsin lead. Shot from the left wing by Whitelaw off a skate, taken by Dick. Tyson then mishandled, lost it. Kerr after it. Whitelaw meets him with a shoulder check. Whitelaw went down. Kerr had the puck. Whitelaw now takes it back pass to the near side wing. No one home for Michigan. Edwards, though, picks it up. Skates to the slot. Dick on him. His shot blocked. Still loose. Slot shot again, this time by Estapa. Missed the target. So the Badgers blocking a lot of shots, and Michigan has missed the net a number of times here in the opening period. We'll get numbers during the first intermission.
And they found their way. Edwards just used his body to protect himself to get to the slot for the first attempt, and then again another one right there again.
Badgers got to stop coughing up the puck. And now, though, Michigan iced the puck. They needed a change. 58 and a half seconds to go here in the opening period. 1-0. Wisconsin with a lead. American Family Insurance is the official insurance partner of UW Athletics. Visit amfam.com/badgers all season long for exclusive content, Badger fan sweepstakes, and more. They're going to drop it at center ice. I said icing on Michigan, but must have been some sort of mistake made either by me or the referees, so they'll just have a center ice face-off. Morrissey to take the draw against T.J. Hughes. I mentioned one of the unheralded players in the Big Ten, in my opinion. I mean, 37 goals, 96 points in 96 games. He had 4 goals in that 10-6 win over Penn State earlier this season. I think I said he had a hat trick in a game. Well, he did, but he added one more. He's a 2-time honorable mention all-conference. T.J. Hughes, who surprisingly undrafted out of Hamilton, Ontario.
I think he's one of those guys, a victim a little bit of the talent level that Michigan has had over the last few years.
For sure.
He's been in, I mean, I don't want to call him a depth player because he's so good, but with the names they've had, he's kind of gotten lost in the shuffle a little bit.
Badgers had the puck and were exiting their zone, and Morrissey tried a stretch pass, if you will, along the right wing wall, hoping that Finley can beat the Michigan defender to the hash marks and avoid icing, but The defenseman saw the play coming, got to the hash mark, so icing on Wisconsin. Face off to Tommy Scarfoni's left with 39.7 seconds to go in the opening period. Hage, Moldenauer, and Shifsky on the ice. And Michigan wins the draw. Edwards slot shot, kicked out right, bad save, Scarfoni. Mosley's got it now. He'll skate it out of the zone. Lost it in the snow near the Wisconsin bench and elects to tap back to Logan Hensler. 25 seconds to go. Turnover, look out, over skating Shifsky, wide open. Then Morrissey got his stick in the skates of Shifsky. He fell down. Michigan gets a power play with 21.2 seconds left. Wisconsin's made some mistakes here in the defensive zone. Shifsky actually gave Wisconsin a break by muffing the puck, but then Morrissey got his stick in the way.
At Wisconsin, we've seen some up the middle type plays here tonight so far for Wisconsin. Hasn't cost them totally yet. This one obviously cost them a penalty or a power play to have to kill. But in the air, you think that's going to get through, but that one took just deflected down, and Michigan ends up with an opportunity.
19:39, the time of the penalty on Morrissey for tripping. Badgers win the defensive zone faceoff and fling it all the way down. The Wolverines are 23% on the power play this season. In the Big Ten, they're 8 for 24. That's 33%, but 0 for 5 against Minnesota last weekend. Badgers doing a nice job wasting time. Puck out to the right wing. Hage had it just as the horn sounds. And that's it for the opening period. Shots on goal, 8-5 in favor of the Maize and Blue, but the Cardinal in white with the lone goal. Kyle Kukkonen, his fifth of the year, 1-0 Wisconsin after the opening period of play. Back in a moment. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Hey, Badger fans. You want your family to be warm and comfortable during the brutal Wisconsin winters, right? That's why it's good to know the knowledgeable, friendly dealers at Bryan Heating and Cooling, who will do whatever it takes to keep your furnace running efficiently, no matter what the weather throws at you. Plus, score up to $2,600 in tax credits on qualifying Bryan systems and ask about local rebates and financing for qualified buyers. Find your local dealer at Bryant.com. That's Bryant.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
The countdown to savings is on at Clary Building Corp. Get the best prices of the year right now at any Clary location, or contact us for a free consultation on the building you have been dreaming about. Clary has a building for every stage of your life. Visit clarybuilding.com today to see all of the amazing building options we offer. Don't let the clock run out for big savings.
Wisconsin Department of Transportation reminds you to always drive sober. Zero in Wisconsin. Together we can save lives. Get the Drive Sober app today. After one, Wisconsin leads Michigan 1-0. Kyle Kukkonen with a redirect of Christian Fitzgerald's shot at 8:35. Logan Hensler got the secondary assist. The power play goal for Kukkonen is fifth of the year. That was the only power play the Badgers got in the opening period. Michigan is on one after a late period penalty to Gavin Morrissey, so the Wolverines will start the second period with a minute 39 of power play hockey. Shots on goal, 8-5 in the first period in favor of Michigan, but boy, Tommy Scarfoni was good, especially late as the Wolverines started picking up the pace.
Yeah, he had some huge saves point blank in the last 5 minutes or so of that period. Probably forced Michigan to miss the net a few times. They missed the net, put pucks over the net a couple times trying to find that perfect spot. He was big for the Badgers. And, the Badgers took advantage of one opportunity, got on the board. Michigan started this game fast. Badgers got a power play goal. They had a little bit of a good stretch there, and then Michigan pushed back at the end for sure, drew the penalty late, and that's kind of what you expected again. They haven't scored two games before this. Right. Add another period to that. Start gripping their sticks and kind of wondering what's going on in their locker room for sure.
Yeah, you know, I'm not sure how many shots they attempted in that opening period, speaking of the Wolverines, but only 8 on goal and 15 were blocked by the Badgers. That's a single period high this season for Wisconsin. We don't even need to look that up. But the Badgers with a 1-0 lead after one here in Ann Arbor, and the American Family Insurance First Intermission Report is coming up. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, We would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Badgers are born brave. They're not afraid to face a tough opponent or take on the impossible. At UW Health Carbone Cancer Center, our team of doctors take on cancer with that same Badger stamina. Where others step back, we step up, researching, treating, and defeating even the most complex cancers, making us the only NCI-designated comprehensive cancer center in the state. So now, from stadium to hospital, you can count on Wisconsin and UW Health to fight and win. UW Health Carbone Cancer Center. Remarkable.
Hey Badger fans, it's Matt's Matt for Brew Pub Latte Matcha Pizza. Basketball season is here, and there's nothing that beats sitting and listening to a Badger game while enjoying a delicious Brew Pub pizza. Every game-winning shot and every sweet alley-oop deserves a pizza that's just as amazing. And you'll find that in a Brew Pub Latte Matcha Pizza. Loaded with high-quality meat and veggie toppings, then bombarded with over half a pound of award-winning Wisconsin mozzarella cheese, Brew Pub pizzas are a swish of delish. Snag one today from your local grocery store or during home games in the concession stand at the Kohl Center.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane-powered generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
It's the center of the Kringle-making world. Racine County wears the crown, and bakers like those at O&H create more than 10,000 of the delicate oval-shaped pastry every single day.
Just a great pastry. One that's hard to make, though, hard to replicate.
Peter Olison is a third-generation owner. O&H is celebrating its 75th year, but do you know if Wisconsin considers the Kringle our official pastry? The answer coming up.
The 500-square-foot corner bakery to offering our products by mail.
Baker Mike Massanellis says their Kringle is shipped near and far. The tradition began when the Danes came to Racine in the late 1800s, and it is that past and present which created our official state pastry, the Kringle, in 2013. And it's a you-can't-have-just-one-slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Yourself.
Brian and Paul here in Ann Arbor. Wisconsin a 1-0 lead on Michigan during our American Family Insurance first intermission report. And you were just telling me about block shots, 15 in the first period for Wisconsin.
It seemed awfully high, and looking back, that ties the season high for a game, which happened last Saturday against Michigan State. We haven't seen teams kind of pepper the Badger D like they did that period. Michigan, again, super high pressure, and Badgers, whether they were doing it on purpose, sometimes they were. Some of them, I think Michigan was just hitting Badgers, just trying to get pucks on net, and whatever it is, that's a lot of blocks for a period for sure, and helping out Tommy Scarfoni, who made a couple of blocks of his own for sure in that period.
Yeah. Well, Wisconsin, one way it can keep Michigan off the board is to stay out of the box. A late tripping penalty on Gavin Morrissey. Wolverines will have a power play when the second period starts. We're still a few minutes away from that. Back in 90 seconds, this is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
To be a Badger, it takes dedication, perseverance, and an unstoppable drive for excellence. Our team at UW Health Sports Medicine is no different. We bring the same fierce Badger spirit to every surgery, therapy, and training, working tirelessly to keep Wisconsin's athletes at the top of their game. Whether it's nailing the game-winning shot or delivering top-tier care, UW Madison and UW Health are a dream team committed to achieving greatness. Together, we don't just deliver, we dominate. UW Health. Remarkable.
Coors Light presents To Chill or Not To Chill. When your friend skips your favorite song on the playlist, end the friendship. Or choose chill because that song lives rent-free in your head anyway. And you planned ahead by bringing Coors Light to the party. And the sound of that ice-cold can cracking open was music to your ears already. Coors Light. Choose chill. Celebrate responsibly.
Easy with a 95% average payout. And with over 140 daily jackpots, the number of people winning has never been bigger. So what are you waiting for? Escape to Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison for your next big win. Ho-Chunk Gaming.
Gotta love 5 o'clock Central start times on the road. That's what Wisconsin's dealing with here tonight, leading the Wolverines 1-0. Elsewhere tonight, top-ranked Minnesota home to play third-ranked Michigan State. That's a 7:30 Central time start, I believe, and 15th-ranked Ohio State home to play Notre Dame. Last night in the Capital Hockey Classic, a non-conference game, Penn State beat Army 4-1 as Reese Laubach had a couple of goals. And interesting side notes, Penn State's head coach Guy Gadowski coaching against his son Matt Gadowski, who's a defenseman for Army. Here the Badgers lead Michigan 1-0. Second period's coming up. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Are you struggling this year with gift ideas for your loved ones? You want to find them something that shows you care and also something they'll love? Let this year be a little different when you let Johnson's Chrysler Jeep come to the rescue with all its service center has to offer. This year, get them a new set of tires, maybe an oil change pack, or a vehicle upgrade. Give them something they'll use every day and save yourself all the hassle. Call the Johnson's Chrysler Jeep Service Center today and make this Christmas one to remember. Merry Christmas and happy holidays from their team to yours.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Big news in Wisconsin this month, as much of the controversial anti-union Act 10 law was struck down in a ruling by Dane County Circuit Court Judge Jacob Frost. Two takeaways on this. One, the ruling gets at the heart of what has always made this law so brazenly political, by defining public safety employees differently from general public employees. That decision was pretty clearly made not based on across-the-board policy, but on which unions backed Scott Walker for governor in 2010. It would be fitting if that is what ultimately spells the end for this controversial law. Secondly, this case is headed to an appeal, which almost certainly will end up at the Wisconsin Supreme Court. While this case still might be decided by the court's current 4-3 liberal majority, it's a good reminder of just how important the upcoming race for state Supreme Court will be.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us. The holidays are here, and it's nearly time to pick a present from our grown-up gift list with our Civic Media statewide Text to Win contest. Listen while you work for the keywords to text for your chance to win $100 cash, an overnight vacation at Chula Vista Resort, and be entered to win one of our grand prizes, a robot vacuum, new luggage, humidifier, espresso machine, and more on our grown-up gift list at civicmedia.us. Just download the Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 11, 1, and 4 for your chance to win in our statewide contest.
Brady and the Ad Council.
Badger Hockey is brought to you by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. And by Alliant Energy. Alliant Energy is powering beyond for you. It's time to drop the puck for the second period.
Brian Posick, Paul Capobianco at Yost Arena in Ann Arbor. Wisconsin leads 8th-ranked Michigan 1-0 as we get set for period number 2. And we were talking about Michigan had 8 shots on goal in the opening period. The Badgers blocked 15 shots. In all, the Wolverines attempted 28. They were off target 5 times. I mean, and then 11 different Badgers had at least one blocked shot in the opening period. 11 out of 19 skaters. That's pretty good. That's team hockey right there.
And, you know, again, Michigan not scoring last weekend. Sure, one of their focuses this week is just put the puck on the net. They're attempting to do that. Badgers got in the way a lot of times. I would love to see fewer attempts this period.
Yes.
And maybe some play on the other end.
Wolverines have gone 175 minutes and 38 seconds without a goal. Their last goal scored was in the series finale against Western Michigan a couple of weeks back. A 2-1 Wolverines win. So the Badgers shorthanded for the first minute 39 of period number 2. Lindmark, Horbach, Kerr, and Lotch on the ice for Wisconsin. Good to see Jack Horbach back there after getting hit in the ear on a shot from his teammates late in the first period. Lindmark won the faceoff. Horbach whacks it back deep into the Wisconsin zone. The only one to get there is Kerr. He tried to bank it out and clear, but he failed. And then Humphreys coughed it up to Lindmark. Here's Lindmark, wide left, hard of the net, Horbach. Lindmark shoots one and stopped by Stein. He dropped it down to the ice and covers. Well, the Badgers have gone 40 games without a shorthanded goal, and the two best at it for Wisconsin over the last number of years, Lindmark and Horbach, had a two-on-one.
And Stein, he made the save, but looked a little bit cheeky on it, kind of dropped it down. Lindmark circled around and kind of was coming back to see because it looked like puck had maybe dropped, but Stein had it in between the pads, and the Badgers will take an offensive zone faceoff here on the penalty kill.
Stein's a large young man, 6'3", 205. Spent 4 years at Ferris State. His freshman year was unforgettable. He went 0-11-1. As a senior, though, he had a 9-10 save percentage for one of the worst teams in college. Hockey turnaround shot, Liskoski scores! Off the draw, a shorthander by Liskoski. The Badgers lead 2-0. Stein did not see that one coming.
Wow. Puck just loose in the towards the slot by the hash marks. Liskoski got spun around, but he spun around in the right position. That puck ended up right on his stick after the spin around. He just fired it over the, what a shot, over the right shoulder of Stein. Short side high. The Badgers get a shorty here.
First shorthanded goal in 41 games dating back to last season. Liskoski at the 22nd mark gets the Badgers their second goal. Scholl will get an assist. And Wisconsin with a 2-0 lead on the road against Michigan. Power play continues for the Wolverines for another 60 seconds. But Horbach and Lindmark doing a nice job in the defensive zone, or in the offensive zone, to keep Michigan hemmed in. Now Hallam works his way across center ice. Drops it off to the right corner in Hage. Now Hallam back to Hage in the corner. Throws it out to the point. He goes, and Hughes walks the wall. Hage has it. Half boards right. They snap it around the perimeter. Here's Humphreys with it. Straight away now Truscott. Back to Humphreys' left wing. Backside right Hage. The right-hander looks and shoots and may have gone off the stick of Lindmark and out of play. 18:51 to go in the second. 30 seconds left on Michigan's power play. It's 2-0 Wisconsin. Liskoski nets his fourth goal of the season. All four of those goals have come in the last seven games. He's now 12 points shy of 100 for his collegiate career.
The Badgers have talked, the Badgers coaching staff have talked about faceoffs being an important part of the Badger offense, especially early on in the year when they weren't generating much. Loving to get a goal a game off a faceoff play or somewhere in that neighborhood, at least make it a dangerous.
Oh, what a stop by Scarfoni on a bullet by William Whitelaw. Right dot to left dot, Whitelaw, a one-timer, and Scarfoni slid to his right. I think it hit him right in the noggin.
Yeah, he just went left to right with the puck, got as much of the net as he could, and it found him.
Whitelaw down the wall, left wing, double-teamed, and turned it over. Scholl will whack it down. That'll do it for the rest of Michigan's power play. So the Wolverines fail to score on the man advantage, but the Badgers score on Michigan's man advantage. It's 2-0, and a steal. Mosley now chipped a shot from the left goal line right over the top of the cage. Hensler pinches down, wins the puck to Mosley, snaps off the pass low left to Morrissey. He bangs it off the backboards for Finley. Right point, Hensler, his shot. Where is it? It's loose in front. Oh, backhander, Morrissey, stopped by Stein. Rebound, Mosley could not. Wrap around Morrissey. Stein comes over and keeps it out with his left pad. Then Morrissey tackled by Draper. Penalty coming up on Michigan. Oh, the Badgers had 2-3 chances in tight on Logan Stein to extend their lead. Instead, Stein gets the job done, but now the Badgers will get another crack on the power play.
Oh, Gavin Morrissey had the puck on the wraparound. There was their goaltender Stein was way out of the play. Michigan defender, somebody got a stick in the way to prevent the wraparound, what looked like easy goal. But it's kind of funny, you start this period, Michigan on a power play, they've kind of been out of sorts here. Obviously, we saw Wisconsin score pound the penalty kill, and here, back in the play after that, they just looks like they're kind of disjointed to start this, and the Badgers will see if they can take an advantage again.
Kunis power play, Badgers 1-for-1 tonight. Draper cross-checking at 2:12. Lindmark, Fitzgerald, Kukkonen, Hensler, and Dick on the ice. This unit converted on the first power play of the game. Dick, left circle pass to Lindmark, didn't get to him, but Michigan couldn't clear. The Badgers, Fitzgerald, has it outside the right circle. Backside left. Nice catch. Stick. Put it in front off the right pad of Stein. Trying to hit Kukkonen. Kyle battling for the puck. Instead, it trickles free. Truscott's got it, and he'll fling it all the way down. And Michigan with three shorthanded goals this season, all by Garrett Shifsky, who's now on the ice with Jackson Hallam, Tyler Duke, and Ethan Edwards. Badgers come out with their number one power play unit, although Hensler remains for the time being. Hensler gains the red line. Instead of dumping in, he just waits, and now he'll fire it around to the left corner where Finley gets it. Returns it to the right wing in Mosley. Now the point man, Dexheimer, on the ice. Liskoski with it. He takes it to the right corner. Two Michigan Wolverines on him there. He tried to force it around the boards, but muffed it once or twice and then turned it over. Hallam takes it away and slides it to center. 58 seconds left on the power play. 2-0 Wisconsin. Second period. Backside pass for Finley. Good stick by Duke. That puck caroms over the glass and out of play. Offensive zone faceoff coming up for the Badgers, leading 2-0 here early second period.
Mentioned that last entry. Logan Hensler had the puck kind of spun around and bought some time and great vision. Saw on the far side Quinn Finley on the boards and just put it around the boards to him. That's as effective entry as any other one you're going to have here.
Faceoff to Stein's right. Morrissey against Estapa. And the faceoff won by Michigan. And with some time, Rayom Mullen. And he'll send it all the way down. So the Badgers' top unit will pick it up behind the net and get things going here. Estapa's out there trying to slow the progress of Wisconsin. Morrissey quickly across the line. Right wing now, Liskoski. Bumps it back to the point. Dexheimer swings it left side. Finley outside the left circle. Slot pass. Mosley shoots one. Save made by Stein. Rebound. Dexheimer's got it. Still looking for his first goal of the game. Pressured high slot by Ernesty, who's able to whack the puck off of Dexheimer's stick out to center. Badgers retrieve, though. Mosley across the line. Liskoski. Pass fouled its way to Dexheimer. Low left now. Finley sends it back around to Morrissey at the left point. Gavin Morrissey snaps off the pass right wing. Dexheimer, stick handling down the wall. His pass low to Liskoski. Off his stick, Morrissey tried to redirect to the circle in Mosley, instead taken away by Truscott, and he'll send it all the way down. And the Wolverines back at full strength. Wisconsin 1-for-2 on the power play, but has two special teams goal tonight. That power play goal and a shorthander as well. It's 2-0 Wisconsin with 15 and a half minutes left in the second.
Not that effective. I'm not sure they got a shot off on that power play.
Now Mosley had one from the slot that Stein kicked
right,
out.
Right,
that was it.
You.
That's it. Now the Wolverines pass it ahead. Good stick by Wisconsin's Kerr to Mellenbacher. Pietola gives chase on the forecheck. Fantilli moved it first. Scholes got it now. Pushed it back deep behind the net. Mellenbacher tried to shovel in front and Pietola. That went off the stick. Pietola tracks it down right wing and turns and dumps it back behind the nets. Mellenbacher fends off the defender and Pietola fires one just wide stick side on Stein. Held in by Phelan. Back deep to the corner and Scholl. Pietola comes to help out and wiped out the defenseman Tyler Duke. But Fantilli's got it now for Michigan. Headmans to Hallam, immediately met by Phelan, able to get it deep in the Wisconsin zone, however. Hughes playing keep away from Hensler. Out to the left point, Edwards. Very active tonight is Ethan Edwards, the New Jersey Devils draft choice. And now a bad play at the blue line, kicked away by Tyson Dick, trying to get behind the Michigan Wolverines. He's hooked, pulled, no penalty called. Oh my goodness, Felicio was doing everything he could to prevent Dick from doing anything with a puck. And doing anything with his stick, for that matter. Now Edwards helping Felicio, and then coughed it up. Dick, left wing pass Fitzgerald. Badgers with the puck in the offensive zone. It's loose on the near side. Dick puts his shoulder into Hage. Puck slides free at the blue line, sent back to the left circle. This is like a pinball game right now. Dick, again tied up, skates to the slot, looking to shoot, cannot. Shifsky in his way. Badgers possess in the offensive zone. Turnaround attempt by Dick was blocked, but Kukkonen in there, and as he tried to get it deep to the corner, he lifted it off the mesh and out of play. 13:54 to go in the second, 2-0 Wisconsin.
Tyson Dick's got to have tired arms after that shift. He had sticks on him all the whole entire way. The first drive up the ice, there was one guy on either side of him getting him with a stick, and then we saw that high on the slot there, high in the zone, with another Michigan player just getting at him with stick on stick, or arm.
Please eliminate the stick work on arms and hands. Hope Badgers off the faceoff. Horbach pushed it to the right wing. Dexheimer after it, and his shot blocked by Haiti and out of play. We pause 10 seconds for station identification, 10 seconds for a legal ID. You're listening to Wisconsin Badger Hockey.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Brian and Paul at Yost Arena in Ann Arbor. Shots on goal even now at 10 apiece. But Wisconsin with a 2-0 lead. A power play goal by Kyle Kukkonen in the first period. A shorthanded goal from Cody Laskowski early here in the second. Lindmark to take the faceoff against Whitelaw, and the Badgers. Lindmark wins it. Dexheimer, high slot, shot by Horbach, and Stein stood up and waffled it to the far corner. Down the wall, Schulz to keep it alive in the attacking zone for Wisconsin. Lindmark got a stick on the puck against Truscott, but gathered in now by Whitelaw. He pitched a pass near the Badger line. Estapa will send it in. Scarfoni out of his net, and he ran into a little bit of traffic, but got a fortunate bounce, and Dexheimer's got it. Hides a pass up to center. Horbach bumps it along for Lindmark. He needs a change, and Owen dumps it in. 13:15 left in the second. 2-0 Wisconsin. Michigan tries to exit its own zone. Phelan just knocked down. Estapa, no penalty. Across the line. Drop pass. Whitelaw far side. Here's Moldenauer. Backhand shot. No, that's Rayon Mullen. The left-handed defenseman missed the net. Now here's Duke. Slot pass intercepted by Wisconsin's Phelan. Long lead feed. Finley will run it down. Can he cut to the net? Not sure he has enough real estate. Good stick check by Humphreys. Finley with a puck. And then Mosley and Rayon Mullen collide with a Michigan cage or goaltender. The cage came off its pegs. And are they going to take Mosley for a penalty or just reset the net? I think they are. They're just going to reset the net, and we'll have a face-off in the Michigan zone.
Yeah, they're saying Michigan knocked the net off because they're not letting them change, or they're bringing their players back on the ice that were headed to the bench.